B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Keep going. Sound off.
Okay, Jim. By the way, after sound off, Andrew Stalchunas for the Fanatic Baseball Show is coming up. Most comprehensive look at the Phillies, the NL East, around the league. You hear from baseball experts, scene setters from the ballpark, lineups, matchups, and your calls. Fanatic Baseball Show follows at 6 o'clock. But right now, it's time for Sound Off, 610-771-9705. Our special fan line. You call up and you register something that's on your mind, and you may make it to the big show. Let's go!
So, Mike, you know, I have the same concern you have about Carson Wentz, because remember, about a month and a half ago, they said he was still hurt. Now, if the doctors have cleared him and he can be out there, I don't have any problem with it, Mike, because I need this guy to look like the guy who started off 2017 and we won 11 of the first 12 games.
I can't deny that. I mean, your point is well taken. It's voluntary OTAs. I'm not so sure you have to have him out there dancing around. That's all I'm saying.
Mike, you keep saying where do the Sixers stand right now? I'll tell you where they're standing. Right at the sidelines watching the game. It was a disappointing season. We wanted more. We didn't get it.
Well, that's true. But I think that when we look at Milwaukee, can you really make a case that the Sixers would have beaten Milwaukee?
No.
Can't make the case.
No.
Milwaukee has come to play in the playoffs. They're the best team in the East.
And their defense has been smothering the Raptors.
Oh, Mike, I hope that Joel Embiid was listening to Carson Wentz today. You know, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get healthy. And I want to stay healthy. Nutrition, whatever I need to do, whatever it takes. Now, if I'm Joel, I'm on the phone. Hey, Carson, exactly what is it you're doing?
Yeah, well, there's plenty of nutritionists and diet experts and physical fitness dudes involved with the Sixers. They don't like he has to call Carson. But it's just, again, it's a matter of will. These guys have to have the will to do it. They know, both of them know what they have to do. They've got an offseason to do it.
Yeah, Mike, you know, people sound off about these Philadelphia Phillies, the 76ers. Well, guess what? They got everything in place. They don't need to change a thing, you know. They're going to get knocked down, but they're coming right back up. But, you know, they're like the movie Rocky. He got knocked down, they bounced back up.
Yeah, but you can't bounce back up if you don't have Jimmy Butler or Tobias Harris. I mean, that's the whole point about getting knocked on and bouncing back up.
It's a major question mark with Sixers. A major. I mean, you have, again, the Embiid situation with the injury situation. And it is an injury situation. You have Simmons with an unknown improvement situation. This team is in major flux.
A lot of situations. I wouldn't call it flux. Flux is too strong a word. But situational, situations is pretty, covers it. Not flux.
Just one of your callers just mentioned that Jimmy Butler is not a good fit on this team. However, in my opinion, I think that they need a guy like Jimmy Butler to give him a little boot in the ass every once in a while. These are young kids, and they need somebody that knows the ropes.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to Jameer Nelson again today at the workout, Jim.
What was he talking about?
And he said the same thing. You need a guy like Jimmy Butler. You need a player in your locker room like that.
Who's that type of guy?
Who's honest and will say stuff. Yep.
We got a problem in Philly. We had Martell with the Ips, number one draft pick. Now we got Ben with the Ips. And all happening under the same regime of the process, which lost on purpose for 3 years, which I think bred some bad habit.
What are the Ips? Does that mean the Ips or Ip? Yeah. Did he say Ips?
He meant the Ips. He said Ips.
All right.
And I don't know what that is.
No, Ips is a shortened version.
I do wonder, have the sports god, or are they going to punish us for the process? I've always wondered that. That was always my fear.
The process was the necessary avenue to go through. I think the sports gods know that in the NBA.
All right.
When they did it, it was the avenue. Maybe it's changed.
Okay.
Let me tell you exactly why the process didn't fail. 3 years ago, what was our record? 10-72. 2 years ago, what was our record? We only had, 28 wins, right? Yeah, 28 wins. And then the year after that, we had 52 wins, man. Come on, bro. Back-to-back 50-year win seasons.
52 wins really don't mean anything unless you cash in the playoffs. And the process was supposed to yield playoff success. Now, the process is still going on. We'll talk about it today in the context of the process. Will it stop here? Because the process also includes the Butler package.
Voted for Jay Wright, head coach of the Sixers, effective immediately. Dusty Wathan, manager of the Phillies, effective immediately. And you've heard of career politicians. I voted for Doug Peterson to be head coach of the Eagles for the rest of his career.
Dave from Center City. Again with the hate. Hate, hate, and then love.
And what is he doing on election day in Philadelphia, writing in all these joke votes? How about you weigh in on some issues today there? People don't, if you're headed to the polls before 8 o'clock, don't be like Dave. He's writing it in at the election today. He did that. Like at the poll as a writer. Yeah.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe he was just joshing.
I think he did it.
No, I don't think he's that crazy.
Do yourself a favor. Six bogeys and you win the tournament. Burn that hat.
The hat's been put in cold storage. I don't know if the hat ever comes out again.
No, I think he's talking about Koepka.
Oh, the Koepka.
Yeah, when he had on the bogey still won. Yeah, everybody loved the hat, but then he had the bogey. I loved the hat.
I didn't like the hat at all.
You didn't like it?
The vertical hat?
Yeah, I liked it.
No. I'm telling you, anything you know about the graphic arts, the message doesn't come across when it's vertical as much as it does horizontal.
Oh, that's the one you were talking about Friday.
Yes.
Yes.
And he almost choked it away, but he survived. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today on Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. They're brilliant. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets up.
Good. See you later.
All right, the Fanatic Baseball shows up next on NBC Sports Philly. Quick slants and then the Phillies pregame show. I'm going to go home and hopefully my wine's there. It was signed by my cleaning person. If it's not, I'm going to go. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.